Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Gender ideology undermines the rights and protections that generations of women have fought for, declared Jonathan Schreier, acting U.S. representative to the Economic and Social Council at the United Nations. The United States, he said, is steadfast in its commitment to defending the inherent rights of women and girls, ensuring their equality, safety, and opportunities in all aspects of life. As President Trump stated in his proclamation to celebrate Women's History Month, the United States will safeguard the great American values of family, truth, well-being, and freedom. We are especially committed to defending these rights, particularly in spaces where women have historically been excluded or marginalized, said Mr. Schreier. As affirmed in President Trump's executive orders, the United States opposes policies that seek to erase the category of sex and the unique characteristics that define women as female and men as male. Our focus is clear, preserving the integrity of women's spaces, from our schools to our sports, and ensuring that biological males do not infringe upon the rights of women and girls. Just as we have taken steps to ensure men do not participate in women's sports, we must respect the fundamental rights of women and safeguard their opportunities, including by standing up against the promotion of gender ideology in educational settings, stressed Mr. Schreier. At the United Nations, the United States continues to advocate for women's empowerment, while firmly opposing attempts to redefine womanhood in ways that undermine the real and meaningful progress women have made, said Ambassador Schreier. We are committed to promoting policies that support women and families in a way that recognizes and celebrates the biological and social differences that make us who we are, said Mr. Schreier. In New York, we have engaged in tough negotiations in a wide variety of UN resolutions, fighting against gender ideology and calling votes if necessary to advance President Trump's America First foreign policy. Let us reaffirm our shared responsibility to protect the most vulnerable among us, declared Mr. Schreier. The United States remains committed to defending women, children, and families from ideological extremism and ensuring that the rights of women and girls are safeguarded for generations to come.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.